Welcome back to day 34 of our Lenten journey through the book of Exodus called 40 for 40. Our suggested reading for today is Exodus 34, and our key verses are 6 and 7. Today, friends, is all about the reconciliation and forgiveness that comes only through the hands of God. Our key verses today are God's own self-disclosure about his very nature. The name of God being uttered here reminds us of Moses and the burning bush. God is choosing to remain as the sovereign God over the people of God. And the nature of God comes in two parts. First, we see that Yahweh is wondrously generous and forgiving. It is only Yahweh's generosity and forgiveness that could restore Israel after what they have done. Seven different terms are used to make this assertion, and they form the core vocabulary of the Old Testament when describing God's character. Let's walk through them together. First, we see the word merciful. In Hebrew, it's rahum, which is very connected to the noun rahim, which is womb. It speaks to the love of a mother for her child, a womb-like motherly love. The next word is gracious, which means unmerited favor, completely gratuitous positive inclination is God's heart. Third, we see slow to anger. In Hebrew, it is literally long-nosed. So to take it literally, God's anger was like a fire breathing out of God's nose, and a longer nostril would give it time to cool down before it arrived on the source of that anger. Next, we see abounding and steadfast love. This is a play on the word hesed, which is loving kindness. And the abounding part speaks to the fact that God will hold hesed for the people and will be willing to put up with a great deal from them while continuing to love them. Fifth, we see faithfulness. It's a close synonym to hesed, and it speaks to God's complete reliability. In Hebrew, it is emet. The phrase hesed we emet occurs frequently and is often echoed in the New Testament to describe Christ. Love and faithfulness, which are describing God, equal grace and truth, describing Jesus. Keeping steadfast love is sixth. We see that hesed, that loving kindness, will be passed down for a long time. God is in this for the long haul. And finally, we see forgiving. The Hebrew word is nasa. Literally, it means lift. It means to lift the burden of the covenant violation off of the people's back. They are forgiven for what they have done. All of these together speak to the fact that God is deeply committed to sustaining covenant relationship with Israel. It is crucial that we see how powerful it is that this incredible moment of God's self-disclosure happens not in a time of victory, but when God is deeply offended and the people are in jeopardy. But now we need to discuss the other side of the coin. God also responds in sovereign ferocity to the affront that he has taken. Two negative terms about God's character are found here, in opposition to the seven positive terms. We see that God will not acquit. While God is forgiving, God is not overlooking the violations of the covenant. God still cares what we do. And next, it says that God will visit. This means that God will not be mocked, and grace is not cheap. The people's sinfulness will be forgiven, but they will feel the result of their decision-making. What is interesting about this self-revelation of God is that every characteristic is bound by relationship. This means that God isn't describing his omnipotence or his omniscience, things that are true inside and outside of his relationship with Israel. These characteristics are all about how God stands in relationship to Israel. And this is still true. God defines himself with us based on his desire to be in a relationship with us. Yes, God is more powerful. Of course, God is all-knowing. Yet God chooses to be defined in ways we can understand that will lead us into a deeper connection with him. And for that, we should be deeply grateful. Here are our questions for today. Which one of the characteristics listed above was a surprise to you? Which one did you find most meaningful? How does it make you feel to know that God defines himself in ways that seek to build a relationship with you? Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for who you are. Merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Faithful, steadfast, forgiving. God, help us to truly appreciate today the goodness of who you are and to not take for granted your deep desire to be in a relationship with us. Bless and be with us, O God, and lift us to your heart. It's in your holy name that we pray. Amen.